Welcome, everybody, in Sefer Vayikra in Parashas Emor. The Torah lists all of the Yamim Tovim throughout the year. And in the fifth Aliyah, we hear about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And regarding Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us that we must refrain from certain physical activities on Yom Kippur. The Torah tells us in Vayikra, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Shabbas Shabbason Hu Lachem. This Yom Kippur is a Sabbath of Sabbaths to you. V'inisem es nafsho seichem. Again, you have to refrain from certain physical activities, eating, drinking, etc. And when? The Torah says, Besisha lachodesh, on the ninth of the month of Tishrei, Ba'erev, Me'erev, Ad Erev, Tishbesu Shabbaschem, that you must fast, you must keep the holiday from the ninth of the month until the next night. And the pasuk seems very strange, because it seems like we have an obligation to fast on the ninth of Tishrei, which is Erev Yom Kippur, and not just on the tenth of Tishrei. And the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Beis, picks up on this and says, exactly correct. There is theoretically a requirement to fast on the ninth. However, the way it's understood by Torah Shebaal Peh, anyone who eats and drinks on the ninth of Tishrei, anyone who eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, it is considered as if he or she fasted both on the ninth and the tenth. We don't have to fast on the ninth. The opposite, we have an obligation to eat on the ninth of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, and to fast on the tenth. But the Gemara says if you do eat properly, drink properly on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if you fasted on both the ninth and the tenth. What does that mean? Why should that be so? And the Mefarshim give many, many beautiful answers to this question. For today's brief FMT, I wanted to share one of those many beautiful answers given by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. Rav Cook died in 1935, and this is found in his Sefer Ein Ayah on that Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches Amud Beis. And Rav Cook says the following idea. Rav Cook says that there are two aspects, there are two components to the act of tshuva. Number one, the fact that a person sins is a very grave thing. And we have to fast on Yom Kippur. We have to separate from physical pleasures in order to enable us to think about what we've done, to introspect, to beg forgiveness, to attain atonement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to contemplate what was at the root of our sin and how that sin came from a lack of our love for Hashem, or a diminishment or a deterioration of our love for Hashem and our fear of Hashem, God forbid. That is one aspect, one component of tshuva. However, there is another aspect of the process of tshuva. It's not enough just to separate from the world. Contemplation and introspection and the new heights that we can achieve through fasting, of course, that is absolutely critical. But it's only one aspect of tshuva, and that aspect of tshuva is a temporary measure. It's an emergency measure. But the other aspect of tshuva is us showing Hashem and showing ourselves that we know how to live in the world, how to deal with the challenges of the world, how to involve ourselves with the physical world in a proper way, in a modest way, in a correct way. Part of the tshuva process is not running away from the world, but living in the world in a Torah way, in a holy way. And that, says Rav Cook, is what the Gemara means when it says that anyone who eats or drinks on the ninth of Tishrei is considered as if he or she fasted on the ninth and the tenth. And that's what Rav Cook says, V'zos ha-tshuva nishlemes bi'ichud davka bi'hiyoso asuk bi'inyanei ha'olam v'ta'avatav ha-chomriot lefi ha-midah ha-ne'uta. In other words, part of the tshuva process is being involved in eating and drinking in a proper way, in a sanctified way. Both are needed. The fasting and abstaining from the world, of course, that's what we're going to do on Yom Kippur. But also the opposite is also necessary. We have to enjoy the world. We have to be involved in the world. We have to be engaged in the world, in the physical world. But it all has to be done in a suitable and appropriate Torah manner. By us eating and drinking and being involved in the world on Erev Yom Kippur, we have begun the tshuva process that will culminate on Yom Kippur with our fasting and separating from other physical pleasures. Have an amazing day, and wishing everyone a Gemar v'chasima tova.